George took him upstairs, quite forgetting to lock the kitchen door. Timmy settled down on the rug beside her bed, very happy, and soon Anne and George were fast asleep in their beds, while the two boys slept soundly nearby. All four were awakened by a terrific bout of barking from Timmy. He stood at the bedroom door, scraping at it, trying to open it, barking at the top of his voice. George leapt out of bed in alarm.
What is it, Timmy? What is it? Stop barking! Father will hear you. I know you're in the house and not in your kennel. Oh, do shut up, Timmy!
But by this time, everyone was wide awake, and soon the whole household was out on the landing, alarmed. George's father was very angry when he saw Timmy was in the house after all.
Why isn't he in his kennel? What's the matter with him? How dare you disobey me, George?
Take him out to his kennel at once, George. He's overexcited tonight. It was all the fun and games you had. Take him out at once.
But, Mother, he doesn't usually bark. Perhaps there was a burglar in the house.
Nonsense! No burglar would come on Christmas Eve. Take the dog out to his kennel and don't let me hear another sound tonight.
Go on, George, now. Do as you're told and don't spoil Christmas.
Timmy was very sad to be put into his kennel again. He whined dismally, and George almost made up her mind to stay outside with him. But his kennel was not big enough to take both of them. So she gave him a hug and went indoors with Anne, scowling in the darkness. This time she remembered to lock the door behind her. Soon everyone was in bed again and sound asleep. Anne awoke a little later and sat up in bed. She had heard something, some noise downstairs. She sat and listened. Was there someone in the living room? Then she heard a click.
Like a door being shut. I wonder if I should wake George. No. Surely Timmy would bark loudly if he heard anything suspicious. He is only just outside in his kennel. Perhaps he heard something when he had barked before. Well, anyway, I'm not going downstairs by myself in the dark, and I really dare not wake Uncle or Aunt. I must leave Timmy to deal with whatever it is.
Timmy had heard something, and he was sitting in his kennel, ears pricked, a little growl rumbling in his throat. He really didn't dare bark this time. He had heard something before when he had barked in George's bedroom and awakened the whole household. And yet there had been nobody downstairs then that he could see or smell. But somebody was in the house. Someone who had crept in at the kitchen door when George had left it unlocked. That somebody had hidden in the coal cellar, door fast shut, when Timmy had barked and alarmed the household. Now the somebody was about again, switching on a small torch, making the little noises that had awakened Anne. It was Tom, the bad boy of the village. He had been out to a rowdy party and had passed Kirin Cottage on the way home. He had tiptoed to the front door and had gone to the garden door and tried both handles. No, they were fast locked. Then he had slipped round to the kitchen door, and to his surprise and delight, he found